Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, share number 123. That's Bais Pnimi, share for men, share number 123. We're talking about ways to love your wife. And one of the things that a marriage could really benefit from is to put that spark back in and start having fun again and start rejuvenating yourselves. You know, we talked in other shiurim, we spoke in the past about how sometimes there is an infatuation period and then it dwindles and then it seems like it's stale. But it's a misconception to believe that it has to be that way. A husband and wife could commit to work very hard to bring that spark in there and bring life to their relationship, and their marriage could really thrive again and be tremendously alive and exciting. And there are marriages, if you work hard, where the sexual spark, the intimacy between them is strong, extremely strong, even after 10, 20, even 30 years of marriage. Very strong. That sexual spark is there. They can enjoy their sexual relationship together with the rest of their marriage being a great marriage. It is doable. These things that men have in their fantasies to do with who knows what, they could turn it inwards with their own wives and work with them and pursue an adventure with your own wife. It takes work. Sometimes the reason why your wife may be wary of it is because if we as husbands did not behave the right way for an extended period of time, there's certain things that they shut down and believe this is the way it is and you're not changing and you're the way you are. But if you don't do that and you force yourself to change and you stay alive, you stay vibrant, you work on your midas and you maintain intensity and maintain healthy passion and you are open to expressing love and appreciation and you're open to helping, you're open to change for the better, then your wife will waken up as well to that over time, and the spark will come back, and even better than before. You could be a new you. It doesn't mean you knew you like you're fake, that now you're going to fake it because you want your wife's attention or you want the marriage to be good. It's not a gimmick. It's not a gimmick. It's not a do this and then you'll accomplish it. When I say be the real new you, doesn't mean that it's a phony new you. It's the real new you who you always were. Be the person, be the husband that now has eliminated almost all the habits that your wife was complaining about. You stopped picking your nose. You stopped scratching your head. You stopped you stopped throwing the laundry on the floor. You started to hang up your own clean clothes. You started to dress nicer. You started to get more in shape. You decided to start calling her, "How are you? I love you." And you work together, set a new setting, get out, go on these small vacations when you can, discover new experiences. The sad part with all of us, we're all in the same boat. There's so much wasted potential in marriages, so much wasted potential. There's so much newness waiting to be discovered. There's so much hischatches there. We see on the external level a staleness. That's sad. I'm telling you, you'd be amazed how many people, when they worked on it, you do research. After 40 years of marriage, you'll find things totally new. They'll bring out a new awareness, a new joy. A new joy emotionally, but even sexually. And you may feel self-conscious making changes you need to change. But you do it. And it's risky sometimes. Because let's say you behave so long in a certain way, and you start changing your behaviors for the better, all of a sudden you're expressing interest in your wife. You're asking her what's happening in the course of her day. You're talking nicer. You're sort of wooing her even. You're complimenting her, things you didn't do for decades and decades, or maybe you never did it before. So yes, your wife initially will question your motives. Anything wrong with him? What does he have up his sleeve? But if you keep at it and you're real about it, and you state your positive thoughts and your affection towards your wife, you invite her and you take her out and all these things, they will ultimately be curious. They'll accept it at some point, and it'll revitalize your marriage sexually, physically, and emotionally and spiritually. You may sometimes get rejected, you know, especially in the beginning. They're not used to this and they still have some mistrust, but you can't let that rejection hurt you. You swallow it. You try again. You keep on going. Yes, there's a risk of being hurt. But, and getting to know your wife may seem difficult, especially when she already sort of tuned out somewhat because she's used to a pattern of behavior. How do I know it's going to change? So it's hard to do that hard work when your wife right now is not yet receptive. You keep at it. Ultimately, you will win her trust. You will win her friendship. You'll win her over. She'll soften up and you will connect with one another again. So you have to share with each other. You have to make things exciting. Sometimes you share secrets. Again, Lashon Hara free type secrets, of course. That connect the two, that bind the two together. You could plan ahead. Plan ahead for a beautiful vacation. Plan ahead for a special night together. Plan ahead for a special lunch together. Whatever it may be. And believe it or not, be on your best behavior. Very often in marriage, we are at our worst behavior or our weakest behavior because now we could, you know, to the world, I have to pretend. At home, I could be who I am. But you're not who you really are because you're not paying attention. You're being neglectful. You're exhibiting bad midos. So be on your best behavior. And commit the time and energy to your wife and entice her, but in a healthy way. In a healthy way. You clear out and you mamichel past hurts, past resentments. You apologize for whatever you need to apologize. And you move forward. Now, passionate love in a marriage, you know, shana b'shina, you know, it's there sometimes strong. And then it dwindles after 6 months. By 30 months, it's already, for the most part, dwindling. We talked about it. So it's very important to develop a passion, a hischatchis, to get an initial newness now, to deeper fulfillment, and work through it. Now, going to the sexual aspects of things, there's a combination of two opposites taking place here. It's a serious business. It takes a lot of hard work. Yes, sex in marriage to thrive takes hard work. It takes abandonment. It takes vulnerability. It takes a certain great deep respect towards one another to be sexual responsible, to be sexually responsible to each other. That doesn't just mean being faithful to one another, but even in the way you interact. So there is a serious side that comes from that respect and comes from that serious, sacred place. But it also has a fun side. The kalos, not kalos reish, but kalos that the Chazon Ish mentions. And so you need serious work and fun. The serious work often has to come first. So the different ways to work at the sexual relationship. Again, your wife has to be aligned with you, but again, by being a mensch and communicating the right way, you could thrive. And you ask yourself certain questions. You think through how I could make it better. It's not a matter of technique, this thing or that thing. It's a matter of wanting to develop a true loving connection with your wife. You could plan. You plan. You should have sexual goals. You work on things. Again, that needs obviously talking with her, with your wife. If there's issues with premature ejaculation, you work through it. You work through with your wife, asking her openly and figuring out a way for her to experience longer periods of pleasure, for her to experience increased intensity. Not necessarily always arousals and orgasms, but that are involuntary responses, just overall things that you can do for her that will make her feel good. And setting a time, the foreplay, the afterplay, setting time without any rushes, without any distractions. You're not going anywhere else, and you're just concentrating on each other, enjoying each other's bodies, and enjoying each other with no demand for arousal, no demand for release, just being there with each other, and to tell her, you know, to have her tell you what makes her feel good, and do that for her as best as you could. Another important thing to enhance the sexual relationship, believe it or not, may sound the opposite of that, but that's to schedule it. You schedule sex. Spontaneous, if it's spontaneous, you know, people have these fantasies coming from movies, other places about spontaneous. It could happen. It can work. But usually, basically, if a woman is turned on her own, if she's sexually turned on, the husband, right now he may not be, but he'll pretty much get turned on pretty quickly. And it goes well. On that side of it, it usually goes well. If the woman is sexually very interested, the man may not be so. Right now, it doesn't take him too long to get into it. And he'll comply with his wife and her needs. The other way around is a little more tricky. He's turned on. For the woman, it's not so easy. For her, it feels like a demand sometimes. So there needs to be some reframing here on her end, of course. But on your end, you can't take it personally when that happens. And the best way to avoid that is to actually do your best sometimes to schedule it. Scheduling doesn't have to be boring. You schedule in a way that will increase the anticipation. And that anticipation, of course, sparks even more passion. You look forward to those times together. Picture how you like to be it and visualize it. Of course, without any problems with Zara Lavatola, things like that. So spontaneity may be great, but it does not mean that you need that to have an exciting sexual life. I'm going to say that again. You don't have to be spontaneous or wait for it to just happen out of the blue for it to be exciting. It could be scheduled and it could be extremely exciting. It's scheduled spontaneity because basically you're scheduling a time. That's all you're doing. You're agreeing you're going to be intimate, you know, those nights. But in those nights, you're very flexible. You could do various varied things in those nights that you're together. You're not scheduling intercourse per se or arousal per se or release per se. You're scheduling a time. Here's a time where we're going to be together. And that helps. Now, many couples don't like to schedule because they say, wait a minute, let's be true to ourselves. We will be sexual with each other when we're both interested, when we're both aroused. But that's very unrealistic. And that's really not the case. The reason you're scheduling time to be together, is to grow into full sexual experience with working with each other in that scheduled time. So it's very important. Obviously, I don't know how it works, but you could work with her on this, on buying nice clothing for that intimate area together. And that could enhance it. And also communication. You know, this is a thing with husband in the intimate lifestyle when you're together. Very often men don't really want to talk much about the sex. They just want to have it point blank. While women want to talk and they want to communicate and they want to let things out. And she wants you to be interested in her that way and listen to her that way. And it's a win-win situation. You know, when she's happy, you're happy. So when she wants to talk and you listen, that's the most beautiful thing. So that is a very important part of it. Have her husband talk to her about things, what makes it exciting for each other, communicating with each other, being open with each other, and always with a respect. Always with a respect, with a deep respect for one another. Be sameach b'chalkecha, be happy with your lot. Within the framework of what you have, you can improve things. Hashem can bring special bracha in whatever keli that you have. With no jealousies, just being happy with your lot, happy with the matana that you have. And then do your best to make the most of it and ask Hashem to help you make the most of it, both of you. And always be a mensch, a bal midas tayvais. And to learn that this sexual aspects has a serious side, which is a respect, a certain sacredness, a certain kavod, and has a fun side. And you use them both to get closer to one another. Bracha v'atzlacha.